Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update, and we're going to begin with breaking news out of San Francisco. The Powell Street BART station is closed for at least another hour, this because of a medical emergency. BART says at about 2 this afternoon, a person was reportedly on the tracks when a train approached. The collision may have occurred. Right now, there is no train service at Powell Street. No trains are even stopping at that station. From the photo, you see the entrance blocked off there. Trains headed to the East Bay are single tracking through that station. There's no service in the Millbrae SFO direction. Muni is offering mutual aid for BART riders. We'll continue to follow that story, bring you the latest as that develops. And down in Southern California, a survivor of that dive boat fire is suing the owners of Truth Aquatics, the company that operated the vessel. Ryan Sims, he was a crew member aboard the Conception and claims the owners did not properly train him or provide safety equipment. The lawsuit also says the vessel operated with dangerous conditions and lacked adequate emergency evacuation plans. Sims is seeking an undisclosed amount of money for his expenses, pain and suffering, and punitive damages. The dive boat fire, of course, killed 34 people earlier this month, a majority of those folks from the Bay Area. Today, the latest shot fired in the vehicle emissions battle between the Trump administration and the state of California. The Environmental Protection Agency revoked California's waiver to set stricter standards.
No state has the authority to opt out of national fuel economy standards, and no state has the authority to set its own fuel economy standards that impact human safety, the environment, and commerce for the rest of the country.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler went on to say national standards will be best for the auto industry and consumers, but Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't agree.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers, it's not about the health, it's not about our economy.
State Attorney General Javier Becerra plans to take legal action. He's indicated he will sue the federal government over this issue. And this just in, a federal judge is siding with the Trump campaign to temporarily halt a California law that would disclose the president's tax returns. The law would require presidential candidates to release their returns in order to appear on the primary ballot. U.S. District Judge Morrison England Jr. says that he'll issue a formal ruling by next month. California, of course, expected to appeal. Overseas, the latest turn in the Saudi oil strike. Iran's foreign minister issued a threat to the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, saying any military action by the countries would result in an all-out war. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to the kingdom yesterday to meet with Saudi officials and is focused on avoiding military intervention.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace and a peaceful resolution.
The Saudi's defense ministry displayed evidence of what it says are Iranian weapons used in the attack. Iran still denying it had any involvement in those attacks. But for now, the U.S. will roll out more economic sanctions. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's brown face scandal is only getting worse. A third image just uncovered within the last 12 hours. It's a video shot in the early 90s. The first photo from 2001 showed Trudeau dressed as Aladdin with his face darkened for an Arabian Nights gala. Well, today the Prime Minister apologized for his actions.
Darkening your face, regardless of the context or the circumstances, is always unacceptable because of the racist history of blackface. I should have understood that then, and I never should have done it.
Trudeau's Liberal Party re-election campaign trying to deal with the fallout. His conservative rivals have lambasted him for those incidents. Canadians head to the polls in just a month. More bad news for Antonio Brown. Nike has just dropped the star receiver days after sexual assault and harassment allegations were made by two women. Nike wouldn't go into detail on why it dropped the star receiver. Today, Brown broke his silence, speaking for the first time since being accused of rape, but he didn't say much.
Antonio, have you spoken
from the league, if anything, about your availability?
Appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and, you know, the team.
The NFL is still conducting its own investigation into the claims against Brown. Over to campaign 2020, Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke met with pot business leaders at Oakland's Blunts and More dispensary today. Legalizing marijuana at the federal level has been a focus of O'Rourke's for his entire political career, and he's framing the issue as a matter of racial injustice.
We know that Americans across race and different backgrounds and ethnicities use marijuana and have used illegal drugs at roughly the same rate, but only some Americans are more likely than other Americans to be arrested for it.
O'Rourke's plan would expunge pot possession records and help businesses use banks and impose a new tax. Part of that going to support reentry to society for those in prison for pot possession. This is O'Rourke's fourth trip to California as a presidential candidate. He's headed to Denver next. All right, today on Capitol Hill, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg reportedly clashed with Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri over Facebook's record on privacy and safeguarding user data. Hawley says that he urged Zuckerberg to sell WhatsApp and Instagram if he was serious about data. Zuckerberg returned to D.C. to defend his company's practices. It's his first trip back there since testifying on the Cambridge Analytica scandal last year. Facebook-owned Instagram cracking down on what influences its youngest users. The social media site announced it will restrict people under 18 from seeing posts promoting weight loss products and cosmetic procedures. It will also remove all posts that make claims about diet products linked to a discount code. Elsewhere in the Valley, Airbnb announced it's going public next year. It's a long-awaited move for the home-sharing company, which was founded in San Francisco back in 2008. Right now, it has more than 7 million listings in 100,000 cities worldwide. Airbnb spent the last several years broadening its offerings in advance of the expected IPO. Take a live look at SFO, where construction work on a main runway almost complete. That's great news for travelers. The airport announced the whole project expected to wrap up by 9 o'clock tonight. That's a week ahead of schedule. Passengers should still expect some delays today. Let's take another live look outside. How about our exclusive Salesforce camera, where we're looking at sunny skies for the most part today. And when we look at the 7-day outlook, we're looking at a warm up, especially when you get to the weekend. Saturday inland looks like we're going to touch 90s again before we cool off, at least along the bay, and staying into the 90s next week. What's old? New again. One artist has found a way to repurpose a historic part of the Bay Area. Tom Laughlin used 36 tons of steel from the old Bay Bridge to design this ring-shaped sculpture. He also salvaged an old signal light from the top of that bridge, which was the inspiration for the piece now called Signal. The art was unveiled to the public this afternoon on Treasure Island. We'll be back. Got another update for you. Top of the hour. You can watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.